of three.
This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off Hour 2, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features there are totally free, so do enjoy those. They're on us. That's freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Let's talk to Jim in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Jim.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening. What's on your mind?
I was listening to your Friday podcast, and you were talking about the sex toy thing, and then Joe called in with his lovely little biblical law concept.
Okay.
And it just really bothers me when people talk about how things should be illegal because they're sinful and you can go to hell for doing them.
Yeah, it bothers me too.
Yeah, I mean the Old Testament certainly has a lot of laws, but the New Testament says a whole lot about how that people need to separate God's law from man's law. Like, I mean, Jesus says, give to Caesar what is Caesar's and God to what is God's, and don't judge unless you be judged.
Right. Mark, any thoughts on this? Because you're kind of the religious guy.
I agree with him, but that's about it. And he's right. You know, there is supposed to be a separation between the two laws, and I don't know why
it Christians
is.
Don't understand that.
Well, because they believe that what's right is right and what's wrong is wrong, and they've got what should be illegal and what should be wrong collapsed.
Right, and that's the problem. Like, they've merged the two, is mm-hmm. basically what you're saying. So, is there a way that we can fix this?
Well, if we could have, we would have. It's no, really.
So we just have to, like, get away from those people, then?
I would say pretty much that's the case.
Yeah.
I mean, some of them get it, some of them don't. You know, there's education involved, that kind of thing, but that's about it.
What about you? What do you think? Do you think there's any saving some of these people, or should we just encourage them all to move to the same state together? Like I believe they actually have something. It's called the Christian Exodus Project, where all the Christians that want to impose their way on others can all move to the same state and then impose their way on each other. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Jim?
I mean, that you hear about trying to force morality on others are definitely the more vocal section. But, I mean, like, my family is a United Methodist and fairly liberal, although I'm a libertarian.
Okay.
And, I mean, I've never been taught that you should force your morality on others. I mean, like, the Bible says if you do these things, you'll go to hell, but great, let God take care of that. It's not our problem here on earth.
Probably has more to do with the fact that your parents are liberals and therefore more tolerant of social freedoms, that sort of thing. I would guess.
Yeah.
That's just a guess, though.
Yeah, but try arguing with them about minimum wages.
Yeah, I bet. Thanks for the call, Jim. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number for you. So this whole forcing your morality on others, can we just stop it? I mean, stop. Let other people make their own choices for themselves, and, you know, if you think it's a bad choice, then you're certainly within your rights to say something to them. I think that might be a little bit rude, but you can certainly, I mean, I'd rather much rather have a bunch of rude people than people trying to throw me into a jail cell for having sex with my girlfriend, because that's what they told me last week. These callers told me that I should be in a jail cell.
Because
I want to have sex with my girlfriend.
Because you're having sex outside of marriage.
Outside of marriage.
Yeah. No.
Which, by the way, were Adam and Eve married when they had their kids?
Well, there wasn't a United States government to marry them, so you know, their marriage was somewhat questionable.
According, let's change gears and go to the war on drugs. This one from AssociatedContent.com. According to Q13 Fox News, a new type of methamphetamine has made it to the West Coast. Police say the new form of methamphetamine is known as candy methamphetamine or strawberry quick on the streets. The drug is cooked and flavored to look a lot like rock candy. This new drug is intended to hook kids. By the way, we're going to actually have a response from a methamphetamine dealer to this particular article after I'm done with it.
Okay.
This new drug is intended to hook kids, and police said the Attorney General's office in Washington is on high alert. Attorney General Rob McKenna says it's despicable to market methamphetamine to anybody, but particularly abhorrent to consciously market it towards kids. Paul Peterson of the Kent Police Department says, and to flavor this deadly drug is really insidious, eating its way into our society and destroying us from within. This new form of methamphetamine was discovered in a drug-related crime in Carson City this past January. Some teenagers in the San Francisco area have admitted to using the candy drug flavored with chocolate. Mm. Some have even admitted to cooking the drug with Coca-Cola and other flavors of soda. The drug is flavored to mask the bad taste of methamphetamine. As of yet, the candy methamphetamine has not made it to Western Washington, but police say it's only a matter of time. Authorities say...
So all it is they're changing the flavor of this and, you know, taking it from some nasty, bathtub gin flavor to...
From the scanning that I've done of the meth dealer's response, this article is just full of crap.
Really?
Like the whole thing.
Okay.
The drug, but I'm just going to read the misinformation so you have some idea of what he's responding to. Authorities say the candy methamphetamine has only been around since the beginning of the year and has the effects have already been felt in health clinics. Dr. Alex Staukup, a nationally well-known drug therapist, has just begun to see teenage patients who've experienced the ill effects of the candy drug. Dr. Alex Staukup said one of his patients did not know the substance was methamphetamine at all. The patient claimed he was told it was a solid form of the energy drink Red Bull. This is clearly a drug to be introduced to children, says the doctor. Amanda Zwank, a 17-year-old, says, I've never heard of the candy drug before today. Tim Flynn, a 15-year-old, says, I think it's horrible. People using drugs and stuff. It's not good in our neighborhood. Experts believe 18 to 25-year-olds are the most likely individuals to use the extremely addictive drug. The usual concern...
They're probably the most likely to use the drug anyway.
Yep. The usual concern with this particular drug is with long-term addiction, but now the drug becomes a problem with younger users. Younger users are more susceptible to overdosing, which could potentially end them up in the emergency room. Police say methamphetamine has a grasp on people in the community, and they will not give up. Police say they'll continue to target those who manufacture and sell it. And of course they will. And those who continue to manufacture and sell it will continue to make obscene profits on it because the police are targeting him because the drugs are illegal. But let's check in with an actual drug dealer. Let's touch base with a methamphetamine dealer, somebody who at least used to sell methamphetamine. Don't think that they currently do, but this is their response to that particular article that we just read. In view of that, let's get one thing straight. Just because someone has dealt or is presently dealing drugs, although it's absolutely not a commendable nor legal act, but still to an addict sometimes a necessary evil and therefore justifiable to them, this in no way whatsoever should ever imply that the dealer is selling drugs to children. Having been a methamphetamine dealer before, and being enormously experienced in that field, if you will, I can be considered one who can relay the facts as they truly are. Yet the reality that I have sold drugs before doesn't make my statements biased to any degree due to having emerged triumphant from the crippling despair of drug abuse and the entrapping methods used to support a habit, especially one which many victims, unfortunately, find too difficult to lay down. Further, in the 8 years that I used and sold drugs, particularly methamphetamine, I knew of only two dealers of whom it was rumored that they might be selling their products to minors, meaning 18 or younger. Both of these people were subsequently cut off, a phrase that dealers use to convey the fact that the person is no longer allowed to purchase any drugs from that certain clique that they might be selling. So their higher levels, the upper echelon, cut these people off, the people that were selling to kids. Education seems to be the answer to almost any widespread problem that we're facing as a country. The propaganda used to label users and hinder progress and confidence in recovery has to be exposed for what it is. Or we're damned to stay in one place as a nation, at least on a social level of responsibility, as we just keep on passing things over by declaring, that's not my job. Therefore, the following paragraphs touch upon information that brings clarity into the growing fog of misinformation found within the claims of the war on drugs. And as you might know, if you've done even a little bit of research on drugs, you'll know that the government regularly lies about them. Now, they tell probably the most lies about marijuana. And so when kids and that sort of thing find out that the government has lied to them about marijuana, they inevitably probably wonder to themselves, well, what other drugs has the government lied about? And in this case, while it's a common myth that many meth dealers cook up a batch in their bathtubs at home or anywhere else for that matter, most dealers buy their product from larger scale dealers. Most of those larger scale dealers either pull their product from California, Texas, or Mexico, or from a middleman who buys from a connection in California, Texas, or Mexico. So it's the drug chain distribution as it's always been. It's very rare, according to this meth dealer, that any meth dealers will cook up their own batch. They're buying from the the mid-level and high-level dealers, just as it works with every other drug. More on the way about drug war lies. It's Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent, exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at Wachter's.com. That's Wachter's.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the packet. 8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free. Bulletin board system included, nearly 200,000 posts, 1,400-plus people interacting. It's all totally free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com to get you there, bbs.freetalklive.com. And do you have a child in your life? Be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches the child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's 800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com. We're talking about drug war lies. There was an article in the American, or actually Associated Content, just full of misinformation about a so-called candy form of methamphetamine that allegedly was found in a drug bust in Nevada in January. And police are alleging that the dealers are cooking the drug with chocolate and Coca-Cola and other flavors of soda and to make this candy methamphetamine, and they're alleging that it's being marketed towards kids. And so I think it's going to be interesting to see what an actual meth dealer has to say about it. As he's already pointed out, and he's a former meth dealer, he sold drugs for 8 years of his life. That's a fairly long career in the world of the drug business.
Yeah, sounds lucky or smart, one of the two.
One of the
two. Both.
Or both. And as he points out, first and foremost, that in the meth, even in the unscrupulous business of the methamphetamine world, even he only knew two other dealers who might have been selling to teenagers, people under the age of 18. And he said that those two dealers were actually cut off as a result by the people that were selling to them. So there's even some level of morality going on here.
You know, but I bought drugs when I was below the age of 18. I mean, dealers are doing this.
Oh, sure they are. But it's not as widespread as the police would like to make you think. That's what he's pointing out. While it's a common myth that many meth dealers cook up a batch in their bathtubs at home, he points out that's just not true. Most dealers buy their product from mid-level and high-level distributors, who are, of course, buying them, making them in huge batches in secret locations.
I would believe that.
In addition, there have been statements in the past which claim that everything and anything from Clorox bleach to a well-known indoor roach spray is used to make methamphetamine. This is not the case with actual meth. Of course, there's no real way to know what someone used in a batch that they whip up. But there are ways to tell if you're getting the real deal. For instance, the product differs by a large margin between the homemade product and that made by a do-it-yourself mom-and-pop lab at home. When a user has purchased what they would call real meth or ice, it's different from mom-and-pop's recipe in many ways. From the appearance to the taste to the way it melts down when heated, obviously easily seen characteristics tell the user if he or she is buying something potentially more hazardous than real meth. When classifying a drug addict or a drug dealer, grouping them into the different categories of people ranked within a society, very seldom are we able to look at the person being labeled. On the news or in a magazine, one might hear of a drug dealer gunning down another person, selling drugs to kids, or committing any of the horrific and violent acts one might perpetuate on mankind. Understandably, it's then as we pointed out many times, all of those things happen because of the black market. Those things happen typically because these drugs are illegal. There's no violence in the aspirin trade, and there's no violence in the beer trade.
Nope.
Understandably, it's then decided that drug dealers are of an unconscionable sort, who beat their loved ones and howl at the moon. Though I've met two who were said to be without guilt of any committed act, the majority of the dealers I've known actually do have at least something resembling a heart. It's not the heart that they had before the drugs or before instant gratification became possible, no. It certainly isn't the same heart that he or she had before shame and guilt gripped every moment. One thing is well known in central Alabama, at least, I guess that's where he lives, it's not cool to sell drugs to kids. Knowing that we Alabamians are not on a higher spiritual plane, nor do we boast intelligence quotients as being in a higher rank than the rest of the country, so chances are there are other people across the United States who believe that dealing drugs to kids is a despicable act, even though they create their ethics among criminals. The old gangster movies depicting a burly man in a black suit named Tony or Knuckles who breaks down a door searching for someone who owes his boss money just isn't reality. Actually, the guy's name is Roger. Seriously, though, people who become addicted to drugs and then find a way to support their habits through dealing are common folks, just like you. They're mothers, fathers, grandmothers, and even full-time job holders. They aren't necessarily a tattooed, bull-like man who takes a debt out on a person's knees. Very often, it's been my experience that a drug dealer will feel sympathy for a user. I cannot count the number of times that I wiped away debt because emergencies developed within a user's life. although I took measure to ensure that I was being told the truth, as drug addicts are the best liars on earth, I routinely came out in the red financially, more often than not. And that's because if you've got a drug user, for instance, buying, if you're a meth user, I can't imagine how often they buy that stuff. It's got to be fairly often.
I would think so.
So buying on a daily, if not every other day basis, you're making a significant amount of money off.
A friend of mine did it, and he'd stay up for days at a time and then sleep for days.
Go get some more.
Yeah.
Well, you're making a significant amount of money off of a heavy user, and if it turns out, you know, something goes bad in their life, it's not going to be worth busting their kneecaps over. You just drop the debt and drop them as a client if that's necessary.
Right. I would say that you either want to get your money out of them, want to get future money, or they're just not worth the trouble.
More often than not, due to me allowing a more affordable price or turning money away because the customer had a utility bill due and the absence of power at their home would have affected their families. It could be said that the drugs affected their families worse than being without power would have, but the user would have found the drugs somewhere else had I refused to sell to them. This could be said to have so essentially he's saying he gave people breaks. If they were having a tough time, he'd cut the price back or give them a freebie. This could be said to have been an eventuality resulting from excuse on my part back then, but for which I would assume the responsibility to allow him or her to pay me back later. Still, some dealers in America are very bad to the core, belonging in a prison, yes. But if I were ever asked to count how many out of 100 would ever create or market a drug with children as its target group, I would say that perhaps 2 of them would have been so brazen. And so financially stupid. Unbelievable? No. This is why. There's a much larger group of dealers who would see that the kind of horrendous act is being unforgivable. Not only would someone like that be cut off by his uppers, but also they might suffer on a greater scale of loss if they had done something like that here in Alabama. Even though a manufacturer of the product, he or she would not be considered the top of the food chain. It just would not have been tolerated. Moreover, I'm quite sure that we Alabamians do not have a deeper emotional threshold than anyone else in this country, and it's not something in the water here either, folks. So he's pointing out that if, for instance, Mark, you were one of the unscrupulous 2 dealers that decided to create a drug to manufacture and sell to children exclusively, then people in the business would be a little angry with you.
They have kids, presumably.
Right. So you might have some sort of repercussions to deal with if you were to have been caught by other people in the business.
I think it's possible, but it seems to me that some dealers are out there dealing with kids. You know, if kids are people between 17 and 16, that kind of thing.
What you're looking at...
The farther you go down the line, the less likely it is.
What you're looking at is probably, Mark, people who are of a younger age set, people between 18 and 22 or so, purchasing from upper-level dealers, and then the younger dealers are essentially the ones dealing to kids. That's probably more what's going on. More on the way with the meth dealer. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucralose?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucralose. Sucralose is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucralose specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at mybloodsugarbreakthrough.com. That's mybloodsugarbreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucralose to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. The Packet8.net toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We got a lot to share with you on our site, and it's all completely free. And that does include the live streams that we have, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version awaiting you totally free at freetalklive.com. Only days remain for you to register for the Liberty Forum, the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, coming up this weekend, February 23rd through the 25th. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Bednarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum to get registered and get the latest information. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. We're going to be there. Hope to see you there as well. It's going to be a heck of a weekend, Mark.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. So back to the story about the methamphetamine dealer responding to what was essentially a propaganda piece that hit the news recently about a so-called candy version of methamphetamine that's allegedly flavored. And, of course, the cops are all upset saying that somebody's marketing a drug to children. Which, of course, as the meth dealer is pointing out, that's just not the case. And now he jumps into the actual article.
You know, they did this with LSD, too. They said, well, you know, LSD has these little cartoon pictures on the blotter, so it's going to entice children to take it.
Yeah. I don't think so.
No.
All right. So as he first thing he's pointed out is that in his he was doing meth sales for 8 years of his life. He was a drug dealer for 8 years. And so he met a number of other drug dealers, he met a number of drug clients, and from what he pointed out, it is very unlikely that anybody were ever to sell to children. Now, some people were selling to 18-year-olds and 17-year-olds, but he said very few dealers even ever did that.
You know, but how is it that kids are getting the drugs? I mean, 16, 17, 18-year-olds, they're getting them.
Well, they're getting them because somebody's selling it.
Obviously.
Just not most dealers. It's some unscrupulous dealers that are selling to...
Probably younger ones.
It's usually younger dealers, because if you're younger... I mean, I asked you, Mark. You said you bought some drugs as a kid. and you remember buying them from people who are in their early 20s.
And, as I can recall.
Right, and that makes sense. It's very unlikely that somebody who's in their 30s or their 40s is going to sell to somebody who's under the age of 18. But they will sell probably to somebody who's in their early 20s, then therefore that person doesn't really have as much of a moral system developed, or they feel like they're still in that same age range category with those others, so then they sell to the 17-year-olds or the 18-year-olds. And again, a lot of this could be eliminated if we just legalize drugs and let store owners decide who they wanted to sell to. But let's talk about the actual detail in the article here. The suggestion, the article was, that the new drugs intended to hook kids. Truth A. There are many methamphetamine users who partake of the drug by the method of oral ingestion. I myself remember that wrapping a chunk of it in a small, thin piece of tissue paper, which kept the user from swearing and stomping about for 10 minutes or so. Yes, it tastes that bad. Many truckers I sold to preferred dropping some in their steaming coffee to begin their long hauls. Some of them said they could still
taste... They have a whole cup full of bad taste.
Some of them said they could still taste a hint of it in the coffee, however, and would actually decrease the amount of the drug, although they loved using it due to the taste. Instead, they would drink more cups of seasoned coffee. These points in mind, it's completely obvious why someone decided to make it taste better. Truth B. No matter which type of evil form of methamphetamine that a user prefers, whether crystal meth, normally in a powder form, or ice, a harder rocked form, the target group of buyers for the drug that the chef has in mind are users who have the money to pay him for what he produces. Even if I were heartless enough to want kids to sample my drug, chances are they wouldn't be able to afford it. Compare the cost of methamphetamine to the cost of marijuana in the measurement of what is called a quarter ounce. In Birmingham, a user will pay anywhere from $475 to $550 for a quarter ounce of methamphetamine. Now you compare that to $40 to $125 for a quarter ounce of marijuana, the $125 being for what's known as hydro, top of the line, one puff will do you, greenery.
How many servings are both of these?
I don't know. It's a quarter ounce.
I don't either.
It's a quarter ounce. I mean, I've seen a quarter ounce of pot before. I don't know what a quarter ounce of meth looks like, but it weighs the same.
It does weigh the same, but I mean, you could need less meth to get high or whatever.
The point is, it's a more expensive product.
It is that.
Now, keeping the price difference in mind, ask yourself this. Could you easily afford a methamphetamine vice? Do you think a child could? Would a dealer want to practically give his product away since his desired target group doesn't easily afford it? I mean, what were you making in allowance when you were 10, Mark?
10?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know as though I had one, but if I had one, it was probably, you know, a couple of few dollars a week.
It sure as hell wasn't enough to buy any methamphetamine at all. Dealers are normally a holder of that career choice because they must support their own habits. That typically is how it works in the drug world. Usually somebody will have a meth habit, and then they'll find a few other people they know or they'll get them hooked on the meth. That way they can pay for their meth and make a couple bucks extra at the same time.
Right.
Well, while the experimental... Do you honestly believe that he or she will want to experiment with such a costly product while the experimental targeted group is one that promises no immediate return or near-future gain? This could cause the dealer to possibly have to go without his own drug of choice in order to afford to give it to kids.
It doesn't seem likely.
Drug dealing is not normally a career in which you decide to take one for the team, lest someone believes that a dealer would introduce a drug to a select group because there's a chance that they might make someone else money years down the road. I mean, it's just an absurd suggestion. And this is what Barry Cooper told us over the weekend.
Right, 10-year-olds don't have money.
Right, people aren't selling to 10-year-olds. Okay, yeah, 17-year-olds, 16-year-olds, 18-year-olds,
they have jobs.
Buy something.
There's certainly young girls, 16, 17, 18, even younger, have a commodity that they could trade for large amounts of money if they so chose. And then, young men in that particular area can steal things to make enough money. So it's possible they could get enough money if they were 16, 17, 18, I would think.
Truth based on falsity. Attorney General, this quote from the article, Attorney General Rob McKenna says, it's despicable to market methamphetamine to anybody, but particularly abhorrent to consciously market it towards kids. I couldn't agree more, says the drug dealer, Mr. Attorney General, if that in fact was a potential reality and not the attempted plot of a new spun-out B-movie. Moreover, I can say, from being on the end of that spectrum, that anyone who actually does consciously market towards kids is an imbecile when it comes to financial endeavors and will be out of the game in no time flat. Might this quote be from an archived political file marked, "Let the general public think I'm saving the day speech, sir? The war on drugs, indeed." And his, I think his suggestion here as to why they will be out of the game is not just because they won't make any money selling to kids, because they won't, but also because kids don't tend to be very good at keeping secrets.
Oh, yeah.
So, for instance, when you're in this business, you want to, at any time, a customer could get busted.
Right.
And
everybody you deal to or with is potentially the guy who's going to, you know,
snitch you out.
Yeah, he's going to be the one to snitch you out. So.
Everyone's a potential risk. And it's just a fact of life that the older someone is, the less likely they are to snitch you out.
I would say that's probably true.
I don't know why it's that way, but
they've learned the lessons.
Right, they've learned lessons of life. They also, if they're a drug addict, they want to get more drugs when they get out of jail. And so they're not going to snitch you out if they know there's a chance that they could possibly come out and prove to you somehow that that they're safe. The kids don't care. Kids don't have any scruples. Kids don't have a set moral system.
They don't have much of a capacity for the future either, and so therefore, you know, whatever it takes right now to take care of me, and then, you know, forget
right.
what the future is going to hold.
And they're more likely to believe the lying cops. They're more likely to fall.
Right, they haven't seen NYPD Blue enough times.
Falsity. Some have even admitted to cooking the drug with Coca-Cola and other flavors of soda. The truth? Someone may have actually found a group of teens that tried the drug. I'll give in to that possibility, but I'm not suggesting that there are not kids who do drugs. The problem with this, however, is it's just as likely that the teens were acting out the tough, experienced user routine in front of their peers, due to the fact that the statement made about cooking it with cola unveils their ignorance to how it's made, though they claim to have done just that. To my knowledge, there's no way to cook methamphetamine with a carbonated liquid. But for argument's sake, I called an ex-manufacturer who has been in recovery and completely clean for 3 years. Given the scoop, he had this to state, quote, "It wouldn't work. I don't think you should list why it wouldn't in a formula for the world to see. If somebody wanted to just flavor it, that wouldn't be in the cooking process." So again, this article that we originally were reading was citing kids as a source of expertise about this drug. And they just don't know what they're talking about.
Mm.
It's just an article full of lies. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-889-2994. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Lit 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. You like what we're doing on Free Talk Live? You want to help support the show? Then head over to amp.freetalklive.com and join the over 320 other listeners that have decided to become Free Talk Live amplifiers for as little as $3 a month. The concept is simple. You send in $3 a month, and we turn it around into promoting the show. Advertise, market, and promote is what AMP stands for. And we're buying advertisements in industry publications. We're buying online advertisements as well to get more radio stations together on the air with us, to get more Internet listeners on board as well, and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. And you'll get some perks as well as far as being a Free Talk Live amplifier is concerned, including access to the amplifier-only phone lines, the AMP-only forum, and more, all there at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Just a few more thoughts on the methamphetamine situation, and that is that we're actually reading an article written by a former meth dealer, somebody who spent 8 years of their life selling drugs. And so they've got a fair amount of expertise when it comes to this whole war on drugs thing. And she's just, and it's actually a she, she's just picking apart this article that we started the hour with, essentially claiming that there's a new candy form of meth that's being marketed towards kids. Well, first of all, as she points out, kids, most drug dealers that she knew would never sell to kids. There are a few unscrupulous ones out there, but very, very few. And they're only selling to ones, the kids that are 16 and 17, the ones that actually have money. Because kids, those are teenagers, kids, 11, 10, 9, they don't have money. And the drug dealing business is all about making obscene profits. You can't sell a $500 baggie of methamphetamine to a 10-year-old. It's just not economically feasible.
No, they just don't have the $500.
Then in addition to that, there were claims about this flavoring of the drug. You know, the idea, the suggestion was that they'd flavored it with chocolate somehow, so to make it more tolerable to the users and more attractive to children. Well, she called up one of her former dealers, one of the former manufacturers that she knew, she had known when she was doing business, and he pointed out that these kids are just talking big. What they could be doing is flavoring some kind of a cut, like with a horse vitamin or something from a feed store. Now, cut, in case you don't know, refers to an additive that looks and appears to be the same as meth, cocaine, heroin, etc., but actually doesn't contain the drug. The real product is cut to lower the amount of drug per whatever measured amount is intended to be sold.
This happened at my school, in my middle school. Some kids brought some baking soda, claimed it was cocaine. Why? I assume because they wanted to look tough.
Cool.
Yeah, well, they all got suspended for a semester, and shows you how serious they take it there.
Mm-hmm.
They got suspended for a semester, and, well, I suppose they learned their lesson. I don't know.
So they cut the drugs in order to raise the amount of profit. What Robert, the drug dealer, was suggesting might be taking place is that the teens are being sold or are making, then selling, cut or essentially a fake product.
Mm.
Robert also went on to explain that considering the challenge faced with when cooking meth, any experienced manufacturer will tell you that the process would not be mastered in one's teen years, not enough to create a product which only reacts in the form of actual methamphetamine, but which is also in a candied form that tastes like chocolate. He said this undertaking would challenge an experienced chemist as far as being able to produce a product that burned, smoked, and felt the way that meth does. Given the process of making methamphetamine, I have a hard time believing children master this volatile undertaking in any manner. That is not to say they absolutely can't, just that it's unlikely. Then when paired with the cola claims, absolutely impossible. So pointing out that her earlier point was, in the meth business, most dealers aren't making their own meth. Most dealers are users who are selling meth that they're getting from another dealer. And their lower, mid-level, high-level dealers, they're all getting it from different distributors. These distributors, there's somebody somewhere, different organizations, criminal organizations, that are manufacturing very large amounts of methamphetamine in labs, some secret labs, and then they distribute it to their high-level dealers, and it goes down to the mid-levels, and it goes down to the lower levels, and then it makes it to the street level. And that's how it works. It's very rare that anybody actually cooks up their own batch. And there's no way in hell that at the super high-level dealer level, the manufacturer level, there's no way that they're manufacturing candy meth to market to children. The gangsters know there's no money in that, so why on earth would they do such a thing? And now maybe it's possible they're making some sort of flavored meth in order to market it to adults.
That seems likely
to
me.
That's possible.
Sure, to make your product better, more palatable.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. So there you go, the inside scoop from a real meth dealer. As we go to the phones and to the fun, you can take control of the airwaves. Let's go to Tim in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Tim.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I am the closeted atheist.
The one that emailed the show?
Yes, sir.
So you're the guy, just to recap. You're the guy with a wife who's a Christian.
Yes.
And you've been married for how many years?
Going on 2 in August.
Okay, so relatively new marriage, and your Christian wife, who's not a Bible thumper, does she have Bible quotes posted around the house, Bibles everywhere, little pictures of Jesus?
No, she does have a cross that we just moved, and she demanded that we hang it above the door.
Hmm.
But
gotta keep the vampires out.
Supposedly.
So you've been an atheist for how long?
I would say 5 to 6 years now.
And so you were an atheist before you met your wife, or
right.
Had you met her at that time?
Actually, we were kind of high school sweethearts. It came up. She forced me to go to church with her, and I kind of...
forced you?
Well, you know...
She really wanted him to go to church.
Meaning she wouldn't put out if you didn't go to church?
Right.
I gotcha. Yeah, that's good.
A good church-going girl won't put out, yeah.
So, you went to church with her, your relationship developed, and somehow you forgot to mention before the marriage that you're an atheist.
It's not that I didn't forget to mention, like I said in the email, I did drop hints. I was kind of scared to come out and say it. I still am. But the reason I'm calling
mm-hmm.
is that we're expecting a baby here coming up in March.
Is this your second baby?
Second. Yes, it is.
Okay.
And the thought of christening the new child came up.
Right.
And, yeah.
That's when you sprinkle water on the child's head.
Baptizing?
It's
right.
Basically a public... christening isn't exactly baptism, but whatever. It's basically a public naming of the child. I bring before you... Ian.
Steve.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, is essentially what's happening. I mean, that's what the idea of the ceremony is. There's some religious stuff to it, but, you know, that's... Basically, it's the naming of the child in public.
Okay, got it.
And saying that that we'll try to raise it in a Christian household and under Christian values and stuff like that.
I see.
And that's posing a new problem now since I emailed.
So
yeah.
you're concerned about saying, you know, the preacher is going to ask you something like, are you going to raise this, you know, do you swear to raise this child in a good Christian household?
And then
and
you have to
answer,
lie.
And you have to answer, yes.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's not easy being a closeted atheist, is it?
No, it is not.
There are lots of issues that come up like this where you're forced to either lie, which makes you feel lousy on the inside, or come out of the closet, which could potentially damage your marriage, could damage other family relationships. Do you have family that are also religious?
Yes, I do.
Is it your family?
Yes.
So
her family's not so much. Her stepmother, when she was being raised, was very deep in Christianity, and she kind of rubbed off on my wife.
Well, in all likelihood, there's going to be some kind of mitigating word or two in the statement that the priest or preacher is going to tell you, and that's going to be like, "Do you promise to do your best to raise this child in a Christian capacity," or something like that. And you know, for your own conscience, you can say to yourself, well, yes, I'm going to do my best at it, but I'm just not very good at raising a kid in Christian capacity because I'm not
an atheist.
Right.
You know,
maybe. Yeah, that might give you an out for your mental anguish, perhaps.
I don't think you have a pretty situation here,
no,
my friend.
No, it's not going to stop. I mean, even if you can get through the christening okay in that fashion, it's still not going to stop the mental anguish that you have over not being forthright and honest, I think, with your wife about your belief system, or rather lack thereof.
Yeah.
Have you, have you been sort of mulling this over for a long time? And if so, how do you feel about it? Do you feel like you're ever going to do anything as far as coming out of the closet? And what are the potential repercussions?
I mean, I kind of feel like I've kind of dug my own grave on the issue for lying about it or not being completely honest for as long as we've been together. And so to just kind of come out and say it would absolutely blow her mind, I believe.
Do you think she could get over it and sort of move on and have an okay relationship with you?
I suppose if she loves me, she'll have to.
Well, that would be the ultimate test, wouldn't it?
I suppose.
You really find out if your wife loved you or not.
I wouldn't want it to have to come to that, though.
I bet you wouldn't.
Let us know what happens, Tim. It's an important question, and it's a difficult situation that you need to weigh very carefully. Though I, of course, lean on the side of coming out. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. And Mark doesn't. 800-259-9231. More on the way.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Are you concerned?